When there's chaos, he is peace. When there's darkness, he is light. And when there's hatred, he is love. And those are promises that we can cling to in times like this. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Questions with Caden. I'm your host, Caden Fabrizio. Today's a very different episode than we've ever done before. Typically on this kind of episode slot, we'd have some sort of guest on. I just got back from a trip in Nashville, a little life update. I was in Nashville for a month living there. I just got back to LA last night. And yesterday some news broke about some things that happened in the world, specifically a shooting at a school. And I was scheduled to do some sort of podcast for today, and I just, honestly, my heart just was heavy, and I just couldn't get into it, coupled with being exhausted from traveling. Got home last night at 3 a.m., got 4 hours of sleep, running on fumes here. But I tried to record another episode, and my heart just felt like it just wasn't right. And so today I thought it would be special if instead of doing the 10th episode extravaganza that I had planned for this week, that maybe we just sat down and we just prayed together. That maybe we would just read some scripture, that we would just find comfort in Holy Spirit and who he is in his presence. We'd pray for our country. We'd pray for families going through tragedy. And we would leave encouraged and maybe a little bit better. So I don't know. Maybe this podcast is 5 minutes. Maybe it's 10 minutes. But this episode, we're just going to call it the prayer episode, and we're just going to pray for the world. So wherever you are right now, if you just want to pray with me, if you just want to sit, if you want to put on some worship music, you just want to worship, I think right now we'd be all together. We should just seek the Lord, seek his face, and intercede for our country, intercede for change, and not political agenda, no politician. We're not praying for that. We're praying that there would be an awakening of an awareness of Holy Spirit in this country, that people would begin to have heart transformation, that evil would be driven out, that demonic spirits and presence and oppression would break off of people, that the name of Jesus would become prevalent in people's lives, that the cure to darkness, that light would enter, that people would step into a life with Jesus and out of darkness and oppression from Satan and all that he wants to do in this world. Because we can call whatever tragedy we want to call it. We can call it tragedy. We can call it misuse. We can call it whatever you want. But the reality is what it is it's demonic. When someone 18-year-old walks into a school and kills 14, 15 people, it's demonic. There's a spiritual oppression happening. There's darkness there. There's an absence of light. And so I just think that together as believers, let's just pray. Let's just be a little bold right now. Like, let's take a podcast that would normally like say, hey, let's try and find a way to find hope in this. And let's say, like, there is hope in this. His name is Jesus. And prayer changes things. Psalm 23:4 says, even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. We can find comfort in the presence of Jesus. Psalm 147:3 tells us that God heals the brokenhearted. He binds up their wounds. So right now, whether you find yourself feeling like you're walking through the darkest valley, you're afraid of what may happen. You're afraid to send your children to school. You're afraid to see what's happening to this world. You're afraid. Know that God is protecting you. His comfort is there for you. Maybe if you're brokenhearted in this moment, now know that God is close to you. The Bible says he is close to the brokenhearted. He's healing you. And if you surrender your wounds, he'll bind them up. And we can move forward. I think right now we should just, let's just pray. Holy Spirit, I just ask that you would come in this podcast, God. We're just doing something different here. Lord, just feel it, something that you impressed on my heart, God. And so I just pray right now, Holy Spirit, that your presence would become prevalent in this podcast right now, Jesus. God, I just pray that we would feel your comfort right now, God, that we would see your hand in this, God, that we would believe what it says in Romans, that you turn all things for good, So Jesus, right now, we just want to lift up the families of the victims, God. We just want to lift up them up. We pray that if they know you now, that they would know you deeper, Jesus. We also pray that if the families did not know you, God, that they would come to know you, your kindness, your love, your faithfulness, your protection, your comfort, God, your plan, Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we just want to rebuke any darkness over this land, God. We just pray that demonic presence and oppression would break over the United States right now in the name of Jesus, God. We just break it off, God, Father. We just pray for an awakening of minds, a renewal of minds, a renewal of hearts, God. We just pray that people would begin to carry a new spirit, God. It'd be a spirit of you, Jesus. It'd be a spirit of freedom, God. It'd be a spirit of fullness. It'd be a spirit of freedom and a spirit that can only come from you, God. Lord, I just want to pray over anybody who's listening right now, God, that they would fear would not be prevalent, God, that the enemy would not use what happened yesterday to be a marker in someone's life to build fear and anxiety in places that they go and things that they see, God. I pray against anybody and any person, any politician, any social media influencer, any NBA player, any celebrity that would use this as ammunition to fuel an agenda, Father. I just pray right now that we would learn to mourn with each other. I pray for an increased understanding of humanity, for empathy, God, for apathy, Jesus. I pray that people would just sit, God, people would grieve together. I pray that this would be not divisive in the church, God, but that people would see this and use this as unity. That the church would unite around this, Father, right now, that people would find comfort in you, that we would know deep down that even in the darkness of this fallen world, God, that you have overcome the world, that you are still good, that you are still working, you are still moving, you still have so much for people's lives, Jesus, that you have redemption for people stuck in darkness, and you have light that will drive out darkness. God, we just pray that your perfect love would drive out fear. Your perfect love would drive out darkness. And right now, in the name of Jesus, God. Holy Spirit, I just pray that you would empower everyone listening right now. Give hope. Give joy right now, Jesus. To anyone listening, to anyone struggling, to anyone upset right now at you, God, I just pray that you would give them answers to their questions, Jesus. Anybody saying, God, how could you let this happen? God, I pray that you would just be close to them. That they would know that in their frustration, in their anger, in their brokenheartedness, God, that they would be able to see that that is pushing them just closer to you. God, be close to us right now in this time, Jesus. Be close to the families. And Lord, we just surrender this all to you, God. We lift it up. We pray over the United States of America, Jesus, that the brokenness that we're seeing, God, the unsettled, the lies, the perversion and twisting that the enemy is doing in this nation, God, will we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare your hand over this nation, your will over this nation, God. We declare your protection over this nation, Father. We believe in what you want to do with the United States of America, God, that you are not done with it, that you have so much in store for it, God. We just thank you so much for who you are, what you're doing, and how you're using this, Jesus. God, we just love you so much. It's in your name we pray. Amen. I just felt like maybe that's it for today. Maybe that's it for the podcast, that today we just sit and pray. Maybe you turn this podcast off and you just worship. You just intercede. You just begin to know that we do not fight against flesh and blood, but we fight against principalities. That so much of what we go through comes from another realm that only prayer can fight. And so I just pray and I encourage you that what you would do in this time right now is you would turn to prayer. That if you're angry, you would not go on social media and type out your opinion, but you would go into your room and talk about it with God. That you would give him your thoughts and your feelings and your emotions. And if you're passionate about this topic, you would ask him to give you opportunities and ways to use your passion for change and impact. And in a lot of ways, that change and impact is going to come from sharing the good news of Jesus. There's only one cure for this broken world, and his name is Jesus. There's only one thing that will make change. It's not going to be new laws or reform. It's Jesus. It's going to be the driving out of evil, the awakening of people knowing who God is, a coming back to him from a nation that began declaring the name of Jesus to a nation that now rejects it. the cure is Jesus and always will be Jesus. I just want to leave you guys with this. John 16:33 says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. This is Jesus speaking. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. God's got a plan. And even when things are bad, God is good. And even when things don't make sense, God is clear. And even when you can't see what is happening or why it's happening, God has vision. And if you just ask him, he'll give you every single one of those things. When there's chaos, he is peace. When there's darkness, he is light. And when there's hatred, he is love. And those are promises that we can cling to in times like this. That is all for this episode. I don't even know how long that was. Maybe 7 minutes, maybe 10 minutes max. I just want to leave you guys with that. And I just want to say I love you guys. If you guys need to talk, I'm here for you. You can reach out to me on my Instagram at Caden.Fabrizio or on the Questions with Caden Instagram page at Questions with Caden on Instagram. I love y'all. Next week, we will have normal, or I guess not next week, but next episode, we will have normal podcast back to normal. We'll be having our 10th episode extravaganza where we're doing some really cool giveaway and potentially launching a little bit of merch. But who knows? For a winner. Relax, for a winner. But I love you guys. Keep your chins up. Keep having hope in Jesus. And remembering that he is the cure and the answer to a broken world. Love y'all.
Has fear stolen your peace? I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, helping you fight your fears and grow your faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.